This is the second saga of the Domino series, Deflection, A Race Against Time. All rights reserved, copyright 2014, by author A. Nation. The story begins on Earth in the year 2407. It is about a mysterious piece of metal that guides the southwestern native boy through manhood into the 25th century, as he sets out to solve three murders occurring within the same time frame. Hiding a distraught rich woman commands his attention as he follows his suspect to the moon and on to Mars, where he meets the aliens for the first time. For this recording, we will begin at Chapter 1, Child of the Sand. Small brown hand reached down to pick up another gleaming stone lying on the surface of the desert floor. The morning sun swept over the landscape, creating long, sinuous shadows from creosote bushes and nearby buildings. The young boy loved roaming the desert collecting luminous rocks. Sometimes he would find a piece of metal from armies of days gone by, or he imagined great warriors of his past fighting over gold, or defending a castle made of stones he had gathered together. Alex still lived on the grandfathered land with his grams and papa. His father worked off and on in town at his rock hound shop, selling rocks, equipment, and jewelry for the tourists. The boy's mother died when he was a baby, but he was always told she was a beautiful Navajo princess. Grams always told his mother had named him after a great soldier, Alexander the Great. The name of Alexander meant defender or protector of mankind. This seemed a great responsibility for such a young child, but he wasn't thinking about that as he reached down to the desert floor to sift through the sands, when his stubby fingers grasped a foreign object, just as a moon shuttle from Phoenix, Arizona broke the sound barrier overhead. He wiped his black hair away from his dark eyes and brought the shiny item up to his face for a better look. The burnished metal object was irregular in shape, an eighth of an inch thick, and had a shiny surface that glowed when oscillated in the sun's reflection. What it was, Alex couldn't determine. After all, he was only 9 years old. A small button, or seemed like a button, moved under his thumb. His treasure opened up, making the 2-inch object appear like a dragonfly emitting fairy dust. Snapping it shut, the boy looked it over again, and then stuffed it down deep into his right pants pocket. "This is mine," he told himself. "I don't think I want Papa to sell it." Time had now moved. The shadows were short now. In the distance, he could hear his grandmother calling him in for lunch. That meant Papa would be coming home soon. Gathering his bag of stones and metal collections, he tied it securely onto his belt. Digging in his heels, he imagined he was a wild stallion racing back to his herd as his long black hair went flying in the vortex behind his back. Alex's grandmother stood on the porch of the wooden shack he called home. She was a full Navajo Diné, hardened by the sun, the years, and many disappointments she had encountered in her 68 years, which showed upon her weathered face. Mimita stood about 5'5" and a few more pounds than she wanted. Her salt and pepper braided black hair hung on each side of her caramel-colored face, and a large braid in the back, passing her shoulders. She couldn't leave her home. If she did, she would lose her ancestral rights. The white men that tried to create New America had abolished the subsidies her ancestors once possessed. When the country came back together, those in Washington didn't renew the payments after the second Great Depression of the 2200s. She would have to deed it to Alex when the time came. Her one-quarter Tiwa white son-in-law, Gerald, was okay enough. He took care of her and Alex, but she just wished that he had a better job other than selling trinkets to the tourists. Alex was the one bright spot in her life. At least he looked like her people. Where could that boy be? She worried, wiping her hands on her apron. Thoughts of the little boy lying in the dirt, bit by a rattler or a scorpion, preyed on her mind until she looked up and saw him running toward her. Come on, boy, where have you been? When Alex looked like he was about to explain, his grandmother continued. Oh, never mind. Go wash up. With that said, he scrambled onto the porch and hurried through the door.